on it. But the Yossi Ihu, Ezra can learn new takono, tikin chafifa. He's masakin badavka takono. She has to take the comb or take a hairbrush and brush out the hair. Rashi be masarek lisrach kodenusa. Some hachoka, to make sure to do a good job checking out the hair, he made an extra takono. She has to use a comb out of here. It's not enough just to check it out. Right. She reichlin mazirin by yours. And another takono was that the reichlin, the merchants, should go around selling perfume in the cities. Why? Mishum tachshit nashim. You should have merchants going around the houses selling perfume, selling jewelry to your wife. Kedei shalai yizganu abalayim. In order that the wife should not look ugly in the eyes of the husband. In other words, there's an inyan that the husband should like them. Therefore, the lady should put on makeup or put on nechves jewelry or put on perfume for the husband. So therefore, such a takono, reichlin should go around. V'tiken tefillah lebalkarian. There's also a second tefillah for balkari. When zerah comes out of your body, even though it's v'shas tashmus with your wife, you call the balkari, and still you have to go to the mikvah. So merasa kasha d'iraisu. That's a mitzvah d'iraisu to go to the mikvah. So you see, the pasuk sounds like this: v'ish ki teitim imenu tshichva zerah. The man zerah comes out of his body. The rocha says b'sara b'mayim. He has to go to the mikvah. Rocha doesn't mean take a swim; it means go to the mikvah. For rocha, he has to go to the mikvah as b'sara b'mayim. So much like this, the iraisu l'truma b'kodeshim. Saka true. Me the iraisu the body is like an avatuma now. He's a rishon l'tuma. He's tummy. And avadi the tekayni keni truma or keni kachim. Even Yisrael keni kachim and keni tishlamim when he's tummy. So true. In order to keep kachim or truma, avadi has to go to the mikvah. But that's all. But to daven or to learn Torah, you're allowed to learn Torah me the iraisu even before you go to the mikvah. Also, who Ezra came tikkun minat akona afilu l'divrei Torah. That even before you sit down to learn Torah, also you have to go to the mikvah first. So Rashi says, "L'divrei Torah shlo yishane oy at yitzvul." You're not allowed to learn Torah before you go to the mikvah. There's a shaila, but the Gemara Brachos talks about also the takana was for davening. Those are two different takanas. That for davening, also the second takana was you can't daven before you go to the mikvah. However, Loch Lamaisa, we hold it was bottled at takana. The takana sheinat tibichon lamed boy. So Lamaisa b'zman is there. You're allowed to daven. You're allowed to learn even though you don't go to the mikvah. Right. So these were the 10 takonas that Ezra made. Right. Asorid, Dvorim, Nemru, Yishlaim. There are 10 things said about the Yishlaim, Yer HaKadosh. Ein habayis cholet bo. A bayis can never be sold completely. If you sell it, it's not called cholet. Can't say it belongs to you, Lailam Voed. Rashi says, Kedin bought the Yerichayma. By regular Yerichayma, the Torah says when you sell it, and the person's not girl it back, you don't buy it back within a year or two, it's cholet that belongs to the owner, the new buyer, he keeps it Lailam. But by Yishlaim, it's not that way. Elagula tiyaloi. Whenever you want to redeem it, you can redeem it back. Im yirtz illegal v'migia yovel, yoytze b'yovel. And when it comes yovel, the field, this house comes back to you. Kebote orichate chaserim. Like a regular bote orichaserim. There is even a special law in the Torah that other cities that have a wall around it, there if you sell it and you don't redeem it right away, it's called nechlat. The new owner keeps it loyal and void. Yerushalayim, that then does not apply. Yerushalayim, it's like it doesn't have a city or wall that you can always be guarded, or else by Yerushalayim comes back to you. V'yeinim avi egla rufa. They find a mace right outside Yerushalayim. We don't know who killed him, so there's no pash of egla rufa from Anshe Yerushalayim. V'yeinim nasir nidachas. Even achrachmonis, they're over the tzibu there, worships Avodah Zarah. Still, they don't make Yerushalayim into an ir hanidachas to burn it down. V'yeinim atame ben goyim. There's no tumas negoyim inside Yerushalayim. The aim might see in by Zizna Gustorius. They're not allowed to have like beams projecting outside your house in Yerushalayim. Rashi says Zizna means Kairos Yotzim and Aksolim. That you have beams coming out projecting from your walls of the house. Whereas Gustorius, that's like a porch. Al Pnei Aliyah Ibachutz. You shouldn't have a porch sticking outside your house over the road. We'll soon see why. The aim might see in by Ashpois. You can't make garbage, dog dumps in Yerushalayim. You can't make big ovens, big kivshonis, a big fireplace you can't make. Rashi says, Kisreifa Sid, like Gederis, and they want to make Sid line, you can't make this bigger furnace in Yerushalayim. You can't make gardens or orchards in Yerushalayim. Only those special gardens of Reedim that were there already from the times of Nevi'im Rishonim. Rashi Ginas Rodim, Kach Shmo, V'yoyis Tzrichol L'Kteris, in the desk of the Teris. V'aynu Kipa Sayardin, the Emor increases, Hashem Shaderach Horid, L'Gad L'Asvah Sayardin. You can't raise chickens in Yerushalayim. Somebody's mace in Yerushalayim, they're not allowed to leave him over. Rashi, mace bo odom b'yoysa yoyim, koivin oysa miyad. The Chur applies to every single mace, we'll soon see. But especially according to Yerushalayim, not to leave him over, but rather you have to bury him right away. Now we'll explain these 10 things. First one was, ein habayis cholet bo. The Yechzir, because the Pasuk says, v'kom habayis ha-shaloi choyma latzmisus l'koyna. So like this, a regular case the Torah says, if you sell your house, in a city that has a wall around it, so the person that buys it now keeps it loylam. Koina latzmisos lekoina. It belongs to him loylam. So it's asking like this: So it remains to him. So it's asking k'sava. With this time, what we hold that lo nischalku Yerushalayim l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not really nischalek to the shvatim. There's no private owner to Yerushalayim, but it still belongs to the tzibur. So therefore, there's no parsha of chalutin. You can't say you're going to own it loylam void, because you never have the bialos on in the first place completely. So therefore, you can't keep it loylam. Below the raisu means like no, it's like private property now. So our this price that says asar devorim holds that lo nischalku Yerushalayim l'shvatim. There's no real private ownership to Yerushalayim. Therefore, even if you do sell it, though, it's not called a sale, loylam void. V'yeinim aviyu egla rufa. Don't bring an egla rufa. The pasuk says, ki imotso chalal ba'adama, asher Hashem lakecha noisim lecho l'rishto. That only in a field that you have Yerusha, that belongs to you. V'yushalayim again, lo neschalku l'shvatim. Yerushalayim, this time holds, was not neschalku l'shvatim, but stam called like it belongs to the whole Klal Yisrael. Therefore, there's no parsha of egla rufa. Even though we find the mace right outside Yerushalayim, we don't bring an egla rufa. V'yeina nasas yiranidachas. Same thing, if the people worship avodah zarah in Yerushalayim, we don't make it to yiranidachas, and then we have to burn it down. The pasuk says, oruch v'Yerushalayim lo neschalku l'shvat. Again, the same thing. That since it wasn't neschalku Yerushalayim, you don't have a parsha of yiranidachas. Yeah. Rashi says, Oruch Yerushalayim le'nischalk. Rashi says, Oruch means mashma shati yedeya l'mim yuchedesi. It has to be special. This is Oruch. Huh? In the Pasuk, by Egla Rufa, it says Oruch. It says, Vakeret, Egla, it says, Irani Dach is called Irecha. Mashma that you own it. There is a city that the people living there own the city, then there's a pash of Irani Dachas. But again, Yerushalayim le'nischalk le'shvatim. But Yerushalayim was not Neschalku, it is not called Yerecha Yerushalayim. It's an ear of Gans Klal Yisrael, it's not private property like, so there's no parasha of Ir HaNidachas by Yerushalayim. V'yeinu metame b'negoyim. There's no Tumas Negoyim in Yerushalayim. The Yechzid Pasuk says, V'nosati neged tzaras v'bayis eretz achuzaschem. Again, the neged tzaras is only becomes in your house that you own, eretz achuzaschem. And again, Yerushalayim lo Neschalku l'shvatim. This town old Yerushalayim doesn't have a din Yerusha to it. It's not separated, it's a separate people. It belongs to the klal, therefore there's no tumas tzaras in the bayis. V'yein motziim bayis dizin gustoris. Not supposed to have projections, either a balcony or else a board sticking out of your roof. Why? Mifnei oyel atumah, in order not to cause extra tumah. So Rashi says, oyel atumah, shem yiyu kezayis min ameis mutaboritz. Maybe there'll be a kezayis of a mace on the ground there. Now, if you're going to have a porch coming out or a balcony of a gustorius, me'ilas alov. It'll make like an oil over the oil of Tzayas HaMeis. V'la'noshim rabbi, and whoever walks underneath now your porch, under your balcony, will become tamei. V'nimtzas mabres ha'tumah. You're reading tumah to Yerushalayim. There's a special takon in the houses of Yerushalayim not to have porches sticking out. Kveis, like, I don't know, botivashach, kveis, the gzunta, gzunta ha'iz in Yerushalayim, the alta ha'iz don't have no porches there. Shouldn't have a thing sticking out. I don't know if they get behind them, so don't they get this one that had tumor around. Now they don't have tumor anyway now. They shouldn't have a...
That would
be okay, right, right. The place where the rabbi walks, like in front of your house, shouldn't have a beam sticking out. So you have to be afraid, you'll make it for an oil, maybe there'll be a mace, like size of a mace there, and then other people will come tumor because of it. Right. Or mishum de la lisko oile regal, another time also, the people go to oile regal, should not to hurt themselves, they shouldn't bump into they're coming in now, they're not used to the city. So if you have things sticking out there, people may bump into it, so you have to be careful not to hurt them. You can't make junkyards there. Mishum shkotzim, because you're going to have junkyards there, so the shkotzim, the shrotzim will come around. Rashi says, Darkon ligadol biyashpa. The shrotzim like to raise themselves by a junkyard. Omar bin Tumah, they'll become a lot of Tumah there. If they shemesim shom, they become Tumah. Or matam ma'kodeshim shivishlayim. There'll be too many shrotzim around Yerushalayim, so we don't want no junkyards in Yerushalayim.
That's right.
You can't make a big furnace in Yerushalayim. Mishum kutra, we don't want the smoke to go up. You'll have a lot of big furnace there, so the black smoke will come up and make the walls not nice, not nice. You have to keep your shrine looking nice. You can't make gardens there, orchards there. Mishum sircha, because they'll start to like rot away. Rashi says, "Asovim royim magdilim shom." The bad grass or reeds that will grow there for zok machus. What do you do with it? You have to throw it out. So, sounds that will make a sirchan. For yer deraginus lezavel v'yesirchan. Or else, when you have a field, you have to fertilize it. So, no, when you walk the streets there, when they fertilize the streets, you can't walk through the streets. Stinks. So, therefore, you shouldn't do this to Yerushalayim. So, therefore, you shouldn't have padesis orchards growing in Yerushalayim. V'yer megadlin es tanagirdim. You shouldn't raise chickens in Yerushalayim, Mishum Kodeshim, because we have Kodeshim, we had before, Rashi says, Tarnagolim, Menachrim B'yashpa, they put their nose inside the junk all the time, Omevim B'Sashrotim, and they like to pick up the B'Sashrotim in their mouth, and they'll bring it all over the place. So when we have chickens going around Yerushalayim, we have to be afraid they're going to be carrying around Shrotim, or a Tumah, so there'll be Matamar, our Kodeshim there. So therefore, we don't want no chickens roaming around Yerushalayim. V'yemalina B'yashameis, Mara says Gemara. So Gemara, Rashi, Misayri Sibyadeinu, V'yein Tam L'davar. So, it means even to carry him someplace else. If you're shlying a special thing, never push it off, bury him right now. Whereas other places, more they ship him other places. There, but this is the Gemara. Right. V'yein Megadlin Chazerim B'chomokim. This is back to our Mishnah. You're not Jew, is not supposed to raise pigs, even here in L.A. B'chomokim. Tanu Rabbonin. Kishet Tzoru Beis Chashmonoi Zezeh. When they had Tzoru to Beis Chashmonoi, they're fighting one against the Goyim there. Ho Yehurkines Mifnim. Hurkines was inside Yerushalayim. V'yaris Dublis. V'vachutz, he was outside Yerushalayim. So they were like besieging the city. Over Chol Yoyim every day. Ho Yomishal Shim Lehem. The Kupa. They used to send down in a basket from inside to outside Dinrin, money. And they would send up animals, like you're not supposed to raise animals in Yerushalayim, so therefore the animals came from outside, so you used to send in the Tamidim. There was one older man there. He knew Greek. He knew the Chochma of Yevonis. Omulems, he told Aristobulus, the one outside, that you should know, you let the people inside Yerushalayim bring Kabonis, bring the Tamid. They won't be given over to you. You know what you should do? Don't give them Tamidim. Don't give them Kabonis anymore. So they heard, very good, Lamacha tomorrow. Shilshlo Dinrin, again from inside Hukanis, send out money, the coupon in the basket. Now, what did that Ristlis send up today? Fehelo Lehem Chazir. Today, he send up a pig in for exchange. No more Tamid, we'll give you a pig instead. So Kivan Shigila Chatzia Chayma, when the pig was hoisted up over the wall. When he got halfway up the wall, Noyas Siporna Bachaymi stuck his nails into the wall. Then his Dazo Eretz Yisrael Etzol shook, an earthquake took place. Ab Meyas Parsal, Ab Meyas Parsal. 400 Parsal, 400 Parsal, the whole Eretz Yisrael shook. Because a Chazir was on its way coming into the Yerushalayim. But Yosef Shah, at this time, Amru was said, Oru Ish is a special curse to the person, Shiyagadu Chazerim, whoever raises pigs. We don't want you to raise pigs. The Yoru Adam, Sheyumadas Bnei Chochmas Yivonis, a special curse to the person that teaches the son this Chochma Yivonis. Because that's what happened, is because of the Chochma Yivonis, that this person told him this Eitzah. We are also sure on this time, in which Nina, what we learned, Maisis Shebo Eimer, Miginos Hatsrifin, or Shealecha Mibika Sain Seicher. This year, the Eimer that was brought, or the Shealecha was brought from far away places, not from places in Yerushalayim itself, because they didn't have any tour there. The Rashi says, they used to bring it from the tour group right near Yerushalayim. But this year, there was no tour around Yerushalayim. So they had to bring it from places far away. All right, turn over. Right. Then, the Gemara, the Chochmas Yevonis, Miyasirus, the true, is it also to learn Chochmas Yevonis? For your Tani, we learned. Oh, my Rabbi said, Beretz Yisrael, what are they to bear?